Let's welcome Russell Swanigan.
When I was 6 years old, there were three important people in my life. One was Catherine. She was my child care provider, also our housekeeper, cooked and took care of me. The other one was my dog, Bergie. He was an old bush-beaten Weimaraner. And the other was Rufus. He was a huge, mean rooster of nondescript origin. Now, I loved Catherine, I loved Bergie, I loved peanut butter sandwiches, and I hated Rufus. Bergie loved me, Catherine, peanut butter sandwiches, and hated Rufus. Catherine loved me, tolerated Bergie, loved to make peanut butter sandwiches, and hated Rufus. And Rufus hated everyone. You would think that with the rooster in the backyard, we would all be woken up and with the sun rising and the rooster crowing. But no, that's not how it was at all. Rufus was not only mean, he was lazy. And we were all awakened by Catherine's interest, slamming in the door, which would wake Rufus up, so sleep on the job, and he'd start crowing like he was awake the whole time, and Catherine would be opening all the curtains around the house until she got to the kitchen, and she would look out at Rufus, that worthless rooster, and Rufus would look back. You know how, you ever looked at a rooster, or any kind of a bird, right? No corpus callosum. They got to inform both sides of their brain one at a time. That's what Rufus did. And what Rufus was doing, what Rufus loved more than anything else, were shiny things. And that's what he's looking for. Loved the way the morning light glinted off of Catherine's glasses. Coveted that light, that spark. Well, after all the commotion in the morning, Catherine would hand Bergie a milk bone. He'd take it out on the front porch and eat his breakfast, have the milk bone, and then he'd go and forage in the neighbor's garbage cans. He never foraged in ours because Rufus is in the backyard with the cans. And one day, Bergie got a new collar with those silver studs, and Rufus saw the way those silver studs on that collar shined, and just when Bergie had gone in the trash to see what was left there from the night before, Rufus flew over and landed on Bergie's shoulders and put both claws deep into his shoulders, and spurs cut and blood dripped, and Bergie rose up and banged his head on the trash can and began to run around the backyard trying to get Rufus off his back. And it was like a bucking bronco with this rider in the back, blood spurting. And finally, Bergie saw the picnic table. He didn't know how that was going to be useful, but he had this idea that if he ran under it, and it was right, he was just tall enough to get under it, and Rufus was not. And the edge of the picnic table hit Rufus in both of his front legs, and he fell off on the ground, leaving one of his claws in the shoulders of Bergie. That the vet removed. And ever since then, they have nurtured a mutual hatred for one another. Now, after my breakfast, I'd go up on the hill above the backyard, and I had my Tonka trucks all there, and I was making, remember Tonka trucks? This was in the age before video games, when you actually got to play with things like Tonka trucks and make the superhighway, the Tonka Turnpike, and I was just going along with my grader when I had removed some dirt with the grader, because that's what a grader does. It removes dirt, and what it did was it removed the dirt that was covering, well, it looked like a cache of shiny things. And I looked into this cache of shiny things, and the first thing I saw was my Wyatt Earp Federal Marshal badge that I'd lost a couple of weeks ago. And I picked it up and I said, here it is! And I looked in further and there was a clip-on earring that Catherine had lost and a couple of my sister's hair clips and a few of those pull-tab things. Remember those things on Coke cans and stuff? They were all in there. And then I heard this. And I looked up. I still had my wider badge. I looked up and there was Rufus looking me right in the eye. And I thought, first I was afraid, and then I was in wonder, because have you ever been close to a rooster? What is that stuff made of? That wattle stuff? What is that? And I fell into childlike wonder and couldn't figure out what the heck that stuff was. And then Rufus brought me back to reality by pecking me 3 times, hard, right in the middle of forehead. And blood started coming into my eyes, and I stood up in horror and indignation. And in doing so, I flipped over backwards and did 3 beautifully executed somersaults down the hill, seeing sky and grass and Rufus and sky and grass and Rufus and sky and grass and Rufus. And then I hit the flagstone, and I saw Rufus pumping down the hill after me. So I got up, still had my white herb badge, and I was running around the backyard. Rufus was picking at the back of my head and pulling out little chunks of hair. And then I saw this shadow eclipse the sun, and I felt this whoosh over my head as the business end of the broom went over my head and smacked Rufus right in the chest. And then I was scooped up by Catherine, taken into the kitchen, bandaged, and then medicated with cookies and milk. She was mumbling the whole time about that bird and chicken soup. Catherine was making for me a Western-style shirt to go with my Wyatt Earp badge. She'd been working out for quite a while in her spare time, which wasn't much. And one afternoon, she was just getting to the point where she was sewing the brass buttons on the shirt, and they were beautiful. And the shirt had that yoke, you know, and the collar, and these beautiful buttons, and I couldn't wait. And so I was kind of hanging around, being a pest, you know, are you done yet? No, no, and even when I am done, you can't wear it because we got to wash all that starchy stuff out of the new fabric and all that. And so she sent me outside to have a peanut butter sandwich with Bergie, which meant that Bergie got to eat my peanut butter sandwich. I never had a lunch when I was young. Anyway, Catherine went out and she rinsed out the shirt and hung it up on the line there in the backyard, and then she went about her business. And Bergie was just licking the last of the peanut butter sandwich between my fingers, and we heard an, "Oh, no, you didn't." And I looked at Bergie, and I said, "Did you?" And he said, "No." I said, "I didn't either." And then we heard the side door slam open and the tool shed slam open. All the tools start coming out, and we looked around the side of the house, and there was all these tools flying out of the tool shed. And then Catherine came rumbling out with a pitchfork, and she went into the backyard. And I said, "Catherine, what are you?" She said, "Stay there." And I stayed there because you did what Catherine said, and I heard all of this screaming, this language that I'd never heard before, and then all this cockerel language that I was sure was just as mean, and then all of this scrabbling around in the backyard, and then silence. And Bergie and I waited. And then we heard pots and pans rattling in the kitchen, and we thought it was safe, so Bergie and I went around to the backyard, and all we saw was feathers everywhere. But then we saw a little pile of blue in the middle of the backyard, so we went, and there was my Western-style shirt in tatters, shreds, underneath the clothing line, and there was not a button to be seen, just feathers. Later that night, I sat quietly at the dinner table while everybody worked a little harder than they should have had to, chewing their chicken soup. And I just sort of played with my bread a little bit, and my family members would look over to Catherine and smile too. And she was just sitting there smiling, fingering something shiny in her hands, which are my buttons, my brass buttons. And I just sat quietly, ate the middle out of my bread, and then I watched with a certain kind of joy that I had never experienced before as I watched Bergie lapping up the last of the chicken soup. And I thought about how quiet it was going to be in the morning. Thank you.